Owners of 8 Eastern Washington fitness centers were recently fined for violating Governor Jay Inslee's Safe Start orders. That enforcement action comes as Inslee imposes new restrictions on gyms and workout clubs designed to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But even one compliant gym owner says the new rules go too far and could put her out of business. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story.
Arms wide, 20 push-ups.
At Athena Fitness in Olympia, a noontime workout class is underway. It's just 3 women and their instructor with lots of distance in between. Like all gyms and fitness centers, Athena is navigating a tricky path to reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic. It's made all the more difficult because Athena is a brand new business. It opened in February, just before the pandemic struck here.
I think it's like the worst timing ever.
This is owner and founder Tiffany Kruger. Athena was open for 6 weeks and then had to close when Governor Jay Inslee issued his stay-home order. Kruger says when that happened, she lost all but 5 of her monthly members. In June, she reopened, but took it slowly, keeping classes even smaller than was allowed. And unlike some gyms that have defied the governor's orders, Kruger and her business partner strive to comply, requiring masks.
If people don't have one, we have them for sale.
Enforcing social distancing, and doing lots of cleaning and sanitizing.
We fully recognize that this is a real and serious thing, and we want it to make people feel safe.
But recently, something happened that put Kruger's acceptance of Inslee's COVID policies to the test.
And I have to say that I am freaking pissed.
This is video Kruger posted to Instagram earlier this month. It was in response to Inslee announcing updated reopening requirements for indoor fitness centers. Specifically, a new rule that nearly tripled the required spacing between participants from 6 feet apart to 17 feet apart.
We're unable to pay our bills with these mandates. That is the reality.
The new rules came in response to a steady rise in COVID cases in Washington.
So today I'm announcing additional changes to our phased approach.
In July, Inslee ordered rollbacks aimed at activities and industries deemed higher risk for COVID-19 exposure. That included indoor fitness.
We know every prohibition is a challenge to a business and challenge to individuals. But we know that we do not have an option here. If we fail to act, we will expose thousands of more people to this pandemic's ravages.
Initially, Inslee's rule capped class sizes. Kruger could live with that, but others in her industry pushed back. That's what led to the 17-foot rule. That benefited larger gyms, but hurt smaller ones like Athena.
And I'm telling you right now that gyms like ours are not the problem.
As Kruger sees it, her business is paying the price for reckless behavior by others who aren't wearing masks and aren't keeping a distance. She points to the crowds she saw recently at Lake Cushman in Mason County.
That is why it's spreading.
In response, Inslee's office says the risk of COVID transmission outdoors versus indoors is fundamentally different. For now, Kruger and her business partner are hanging on, but Kruger says she doesn't know if they can survive much longer.
I think we have about 4 months if things don't get any worse, but not any better. And then after that, we'd have to call it. Yep.
Kruger hopes the rules for fitness gyms like hers will be revisited. She recently signed a petition asking for a return to the 6-foot rule combined with a limit on overall capacity. Inslee's office says talks with the industry are ongoing. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.